Mia's story, letters in praise of my parents, and caption competition. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes.
Stories. Mia's story. Mia, 14, was born with multiple conditions, including cortical visual impairment and third nerve palsy, and photophobia. Her family simply didn't know where to turn for help. But after contacting guide dogs, Mia is now enjoying life like any other teenager. Here, her mum Bernadette tells their story. It took us months to get a diagnosis after Mia was born. It was a real battle. As she got older, she became painfully shy and kept falling over when we went out. She was in so much pain after every fall, she just clung to any adult. Mia's school wasn't accessible either, so she became trapped at home, desperate to go out with her friends. Things got really difficult for our family. That's when our hospital liaison suggested I contact guide dogs. Guide dogs helped us put together an education, health and care plan for Mia and worked with the local authority to make it happen. It was brilliant. They also supported us when Mia moved to an excellent new school and helped us find the right assistive technology to help her do more of the things she loves. Mia's habilitation specialist, Amy, has really boosted her confidence. Amy started by teaching her how to get around safely using a long cane. Then they practiced regular routes like going to the local shops. She's also helped Mia develop skills to make life easier, such as learning to cook and handling money. Soon, Mia started talking about the places she'd love to visit by herself. She even told me, "Now I have a cane, I have a life." That shy girl has completely disappeared. Now Mia loves singing and performing on stage. Mia says guide dogs has helped make her who she is today, and I couldn't agree more. Before, it felt like it was one problem after another, but guide dogs has helped us find a solution for all of them. I used to go to bed crying, but now I've got a smile on my face instead. Included here is a photograph of Mia with her habilitation specialist, Amy.
Letters. In praise of my parents. My mum and dad, Colin and Jackie Tom, were puppy walkers, and I am writing as I would like to express how incredibly proud I am of all they've done for guide dogs over the years. They have both found so much joy in puppy walking and great satisfaction watching the puppies go on to be working guides. They also rehomed two retired guide dogs, Walter and Vijay. Sadly, both dogs have now passed away, and I imagine that they will not have any more now. That chapter for them has closed. Although I'm sad, I am smiling from ear to ear with pride. I was wondering if my mum and dad could have a mention in Forward magazine. I know this may not be possible, as there are so many people like my mum and dad who do such tremendous work for the Guide Dogs charity. Kind regards, Claire Tom. Included here is a photograph of Colin and Jackie Tom.
Caption competition. Dora, a 13-month-old Labrador Retriever Cross, was on holiday in Derbyshire with first-time puppy walkers John Haslam and Barbara Linz when she encountered this giant wooden beaver sculpture. Included here is a photograph of Dora sitting next to a giant wooden beaver sculpture. What would you caption this photo? Send your suggestions to Forward, Guide Dogs, Heelfields, Burfield Common, Reading, RG7-3YG, or email forward@guidedogs.org.uk with your name, address and a daytime phone number. The winner gets a £10 Marks & Spencer voucher. The last competition winner is Patricia Baxter from Preston in Lancashire with the simple but clever caption, Doggy Bag. Congratulations and thank you, Patricia, for donating your prize back to Guide Dogs. Included here is a photograph of Kaiser with the front half of his body inside a large bag of dry dog food. Competition rules. This competition is open to anyone resident in the UK, except employees of the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, their families, and anyone connected with the competition. No purchase necessary. Proof of posting cannot be accepted as proof of delivery. No responsibility can be accepted for entries delayed, damaged, or mislaid or wrongly delivered. Eligible entries will be disqualified. Only one original entry is allowed per envelope. The winners will be notified by either post or telephone, and the results will be published in the next issue of the magazine. The winners must agree to the publication of their names, photographs, and any publicity, if requested. In all matters concerning the competition, the editor's decision is final. No correspondence can be entered into. Entry implies acceptance of the rules. The closing date for the competition is the 31st of August, 2020.